7:44 on a Friday morning. It's his time on listener-supported AM 850 KFUO. Worldwide KFUO, just a click away 24 hours a day at KFUO.org. And Buzz Ulrich filling in for Andy Bates. He is on vacation this week. He did pre-record quite a bit of programming. Next hour, you'll hear him in God's Word. And we'll have him back Monday. However, Monday it will be a live broadcast away from the studios, but he will be here on Monday morning with his time. And on this Friday, it is my pleasure to once again have in studio as a guest Dr. Maurice Boyer, who is an associate professor of music at Concordia University, Chicago, but also has a very important job when he comes into St. Louis. And that job is, yeah,
I am the music director of the Bach Decem concert series.
And you've had that position permanently for how long now?
I started last year, so the previous season in the fall of 2014, it would be. Yeah.
Good. And we've had him as a guest in here at Worldwide KFUO several times before over the last few years. And we're very glad that you could return and bring some beautiful music to our seminary again.
Delighted to be here.
Now, you've brought some music to kind of give an idea what's coming up for this concert and maybe talk a little bit about not just this concert, but what may be ahead in the season.
Sure. Well, actually, maybe I'll say a word about the our 23rd season first, sort of give an overview of what's going to happen this year. And then I'll talk a little bit more specifically about this concert. Our first concert is this Sunday, October 4th at 3 p.m. In the Chapel of St. Timothy and St. Titus at the seminary, at Concordia Seminary. Our next concert after that is on December 13th, and that's an Advent/Christmas program. Some wonderful music by Bach there, his cantata, Savior of the Nations Come, BWV 61, and then a cantata for the second day of Christmas, BWV 40, which is Dazu ist erschienen der Sohn Gottes. So it's there. Trying to think of the translation off the top of my head. Coming with a so that therefore has been is born the Son of God. And then for our third concert, this will be February 7th. Was actually a pre-Lenten program. So. You might consider it a transfiguration-themed program. It's mainly about the identity of the Christ and the Christ preparing for his road to Jerusalem as he prepares for his crucifixion and passion and resurrection and ascension. After that, our final program is the 15th of May, and that's Pentecost Sunday, actually. And for that, we are performing the Ascension Oratorio, which is BWV 11, and ending the program with the startling Pentecost Cantata, BWV 34, O Eternal Fire. Just a great program. So I'm delighted to, we'll be delighted to present this whole season, and I hope that folks that are listening will join us on campus for these events.
That's wonderful. Now, do you have something that you'd like to present for the audience to chew on between now and Sunday?
What I will do is I will play a few excerpts from the pieces that we'll be performing this Sunday. The first piece that we perform is BWV 96, and the title of that in translation would be Lord Christ, the Only Son of God. And after that, the second full cantata will be BWV 67, Keep in Memory, Jesus Christ. The first cantata is actually a cantata for Trinity 18, the 18th Sunday after Trinity, which actually would have been October 8, 1724. That would have been the date on which this cantata would have been performed. So very near to the exact date it would have originally been performed. And in fact, the same Sunday of the church year. The second piece, BW 67, is from the Sunday after Easter. And that would have been performed on April 16, 1724. So the same year and the first year of Bach in Leipzig. So I think what we should do first is maybe just have a quick listen to the opening chorus of 96. And here, the central image is Christ as the morning star. One might associate that mainly with Epiphany and this hymn, the hymn upon which opening movement is based, is indeed an Epiphany hymn. But the hymn was also used in Bach's time for this very Sunday in Trinity. It was the assigned hymn of the day. And the hymn was actually obviously a favorite of Martin Luther's, as he included it at the beginning of his Gesangbuch. The hymn is penned by Elisabeth Kreuziger. And so we'll just have a quick listen to the opening. Okay, so that was a little bit of the opening chorus from that from BWV 96, and just a couple of words about that. As you can hear above this sort of gentle pastoral texture that you hear in the strings and the woodwinds, way above is a piccolo part. When the choir comes in, one hears the chorale tune in the alto, which is rather unusual. Usually the chorale tune in these chorale cantatas is in the soprano, and so above the choral texture, at the top of the choral texture. So here it's in the middle of the texture. And I think what Bach is trying to underline there is sort of the Christ being birthed from within, coming through our humanity. And what's beautiful at the top is having this piccolo way above the texture. Bach is basically depicting the morning star, this sort of scintillating and vibrant star that is shining down upon us and also showing the way to the manger. So a stunning opening movement. Actually, in fact, it is a gigue, so technically it probably should be a little bit faster than that recording. wonderful piece that deals a lot with the precisely with the theme of light and light in our lives, darkened by our human condition and the stain of sin and death, and just a plea for light to be guiding us. And then after that, the second part of the program, after having gone through a brief aria from a different cantata, moves to the Easter, the first Sunday of Easter cantata, as I mentioned, BWV 67, which is "Keep in Memory Jesus Christ," and I'll just play a little bit of the opening chorus, which is a vibrant, fast-paced movement, jubilant, and we'll just have a quick listen right now. Thank you. just a couple of things about this opening chorus. Bach is so wonderful about depicting the words and sound. And so you may have heard this long note that was held on one syllable, very, very, very long. And that's his way of depicting to hold. And then after that, you may have heard this ascending figure, der Auferstand. So, and that has to do with who has been risen from the dead. And so it's this rising line that sort of moves toward the top quite fast. Again, his way of depicting rather vividly in sound the notion of rising from the dead. A couple of things about this, the overall structure of this cantata. Its structure is chiastic, so cross-shaped. There's an opening chorus, goes to an aria for tenor, then a recitative, then a chorale right in the middle, and after that recitative, aria, chorale. So, and right at the center of this is a chorale about this day of triumph in which Christ vanquishes the powers of the devil and sin. It's at, not only at the center, but it's also at the apex of the piece harmonically. It's a rising up to that point, and it's also a rising up in terms of the harmony. It's the highest point and the most sharp points. You see, sharps in German are Kreuze, and in that particular cantata, all the sharps that are possible are seen on the page. And so this obviously is depicting of the Christ vanquishing the powers of death through his death and resurrection. Now a couple words, further words about the piece. There's one movement in particular that is wonderfully vivid and theatrical, even somewhat operatic, and that is the bass aria movement 6. Before we listen to it, just a word about it. The gospel for that day is from John 20, verses 19 to 29, and that's the narrative of the first post-resurrection appearances of Jesus to his disciples. This is after he has shown himself to Mary Magdalene, and the disciples are locked away for fear of what all this might mean for them. Now that their master is no longer with them. So they're locked away and they're terrified. And then suddenly Jesus appears to them and says, "Peace be to you." And then he breathes the Spirit upon them, essentially. Thomas is not there this first time, and he's not sure about all this. I think he wants to believe, but he's not quite certain. His mind is not quite there. So Jesus reappears a week later, and of course we all know how that story ends. Jesus just speaks, and he recognizes him. And so the bass aria is very depictive of that. It starts in bluster with the strings sort of playing jagged chords, and then suddenly the bass comes in as the voice of Christ quietly over this wind texture that is just completely depictive of stillness and calm and reassurance. And all the only thing that the bass speaks is, "Peace be with you." That's all the bass voice says. And then the choir comes in and sort of joins the bluster of the strings with various imprecations and invocations. And again, the bass comes in and just speaks peace. So we'll just listen to a little bit of how Bach depicts that also in sound, and very vividly and dramatically so.
Thank you.
And if we had listened further, we would have heard that the that this sort of tension that we just heard in the choir would have also been answered by the Friede sei mit euch that the bass sang earlier. This wonderful cantata ends with the beautiful chorale, Du Friede Fürst, Herr Jesu Christ, which we do not have actually in our hymnals. So, you, O Prince of Peace, Lord Jesus Christ. It's a fitting way, of course, to end this cantata as it is, as the title means, You Prince of Peace, as I mentioned. So basically, the overall shape of this program is from Christ as the morning star, and then moves to Christ as the Prince of Peace. We hope that you will join us this Sunday to hear these wonderful pieces with the wonderful performers of the American Cantorai.